If you're a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility and your machinery isn't working right, Grainger knows you need to understand what's wrong as soon as possible. So when a conveyor motor falters, Grainger offers diagnostic tools like calibration kits and multimeters to help you identify and fix the problem. With Grainger, you can be confident you have everything you need to keep your facility running smoothly. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
Ah, the sounds of back to school time. There's plenty to about this time of year. So let Canes take something off your plate by putting something on it, like hand-battered chicken fingers and cane sauce.
Raising Canes chicken fingers, one love.
Wake up, Lincoln.
Good morning. Good morning.
It's great to stay up late.
It's time for Early Break, presented by NEBCO. Live from Lincoln, America. Here's 93.7 The Ticket's Jake Sorensen.
I like Stone.
Husker Online, Steve Sipple.
And here comes a sandwich from God.
And longtime college football assistant coach, Bill Bush.
Hey, somebody grab me a mocha quick, would you?
This is Early Break.
Welcome back to Hour 3 on a Wednesday. Steve Sipple, Jake Sorensen, Bill Bush on Early Break. Hour 3 is always sponsored by our friends at NEBCO.
The Co.
Now hiring at Ready Mixed Concrete. Apply today at NEBCOinc.com. We're joined by Husker Online, Sean Callahan. Sean, good morning, Sean. And Sip this morning is donning quite the shirt that he says you got for him from. Is this a rollback shirt, Sean? This is fancy.
Yeah.
Fancy for Sip,
right? It's $100 now. Shirt,
yeah,
Sean.
Yeah, we're confused by it.
We really upgraded Sip's wardrobe with some of the sponsors. This is an On3 deal, and they sent every On3 employee a healthy gift card to rollback. And Sip went shopping. Sip better. The ladies of Lincoln better look out.
Oh, here we go. Nice
the ladies of Lincoln.
It's a nice shirt he has
okay,
on.
Okay, so let's talk about good. That a little bit.
How about we not?
So, Steve, are you available? Is that what you're trying to know? Are you available for dating?
And Sean, why?
Would you be on Tinder?
The show is taking
$100 shirt. The game changes pretty significantly.
Right, call nice. In it's if you're look. Single and like to meet Steve. Please
let's not do that.
Just text or call.
Well, let's keep it sports.
It's sports.
Sean, it's like a turn. Sean, okay. But Sean, thank you for the shirt. The guys do like it, and they noticed it immediately. And they, it's a $25 shirt.
It's not. They said no way.
They pushed back 100. Immediately.
We know better than that.
Sean, thank you. God bless.
Hey, I didn't do it. Thanks, Shannon Terry. They gave us the gift card.
I didn't know.
But you could have pocketed it. You could have.
You could have cuffed it.
You could have cuffed it.
Yeah, three shirts.
Yeah, yep. You didn't do that, Sean.
You could have pocketed it.
Dang it. Very kind of you, Sean. Sean, we are 8 days away.
Am I supposed to get a card?
No. Sean, we're 8 days away from kickoff in Arrowhead Stadium in Kansas City. And I'm seeing that the spread is Nebraska 6.5 and 53.5 as the overrunner, which looks like it would be a 31-24 type game. Are you expecting some sort of a shootout in Arrowhead next Thursday?
I think it's just one of those games when you have an opener now with transfers and coaching changes. There are just so many unknown variables of – I was talking to a coach last night. They're preparing for a game in the FCS level, and the team they're playing is 70 new faces. And, I think that's college football in a nutshell now. You have all these new faces, new coordinators and whatnot. So if you're an odds maker, it's a hard game. But I personally believe Nebraska is 6.5 points better than Cincinnati. I think it's a game that you would hope Nebraska can win by 10 to 14 points. I mean, they have the crowd advantage, the noise advantage. They have the continuity advantage of their offense. And a lot of things going for them. The defense will be a question, I still believe, until they prove that they could handle, the play they need to play at up front with what they've lost. But they have an offense that should be as capable as any offense as we've seen in a few seasons at Nebraska to put up points and yards. And they you would hope have improved special teams play this year in terms of the snapping, the kicking, things that we've dealt with here. And they appear to have brought in a great replacement for Brian Buscini, who graduated at punter. So, I mean, there's a lot of things to like about Nebraska, but now you got to go play the game.
Okay, on threes, Josh Pate. And there's some others that have pegged Nebraska as a playoff team, Sean. Now you're in the local medium, and you see the team more than any of the national people. Do you buy that? Do you buy playoff team?
Yeah, it is interesting when you see these guys will have Nebraska as a surprise playoff team, but then they follow it up with their top 25, and Nebraska's not in the top 25.
Yeah, that's odd. Good call.
What is it, guys? Are they a playoff team? But they're not ranked? I mean, so I think everyone's trying to find the next Indiana. I mean, that's kind of what it is. I feel like everyone's like, who's this year's Indiana? Who's going to be the SEC or the Big Ten team that kind of rises up to 10-2? And, you know, if you're looking at Nebraska's schedule, and others have said this, Nebraska could be favored, could is the key word, in maybe 10 of their 12 games. You know, a lot has to break right for that to happen. But Penn State today is probably the only surefire underdog game on that schedule. The rest of the road games are not like Penn State as far as what the spreads will be. And then you look at the home games, they've got a favorable home draw. So it is set up for them to have a good year. But we kind of said the same thing last year, and then we didn't realize how good Illinois was going to be. We didn't realize how good Indiana was going to be. So it kind of changed.
Yep, it does.
The dynamics. And is that going to happen again? Is USC going to be way better than we're even anticipating? Is UCLA going to be better?
Right.
How about Minnesota? You just don't know. And, you know, I've seen records for Iowa pick to go 10-2. I mean, Iowa could be really good, too, this year.
Jeez. Okay, let's get on to the nitty-gritty, Sean. The questions that you get asked all the time. Who, for instance, who are the starting tackles in Arrowhead for Nebraska on August 28th? Who are Nebraska's starting tackles?
I think it's going to end up still being Elijah Pritchard at left,
okay.
Teddy Prochazka at right. Look, Elijah Pritchard started 12 games last year at Alabama, and I know he had some ups and downs, and I think they've pushed him, they've challenged him, and obviously there's, I think, been some ups and downs for him here, but I still believe he's the guy that walks out there first, and I do believe Teddy Prochazka, when healthy, we've seen what he is, and it appears right now Teddy is healthy, and he's come in ready to go in his final season of college football, and we'll see. But the good news is they have Gunnar Gatula, they have Turner Corcoran, you know, behind the scenes getting himself back, and then Tyler Nack. So it's probably the deepest tackle situation Nebraska's had in a few seasons, where they've legitimately – you know, you look at their top eight linemen. Seven of the top eight linemen have made starts in the SEC, Big Ten, and Notre Dame. Mm-hmm. I mean, that just doesn't happen anywhere in college football anymore to have that much experience coming back because of the transfer portal and other things that kind of factor in.
You can go into the weeds with this fan base. I'm going to go into the weeds a little bit. Gibson Pyle went down on Saturday in the scrimmage. He was the backup. He's a backup guard. How are you with the depth at guard behind Rocco Spindler and Henry Lutovsky?
Well, Jason Maciejczyk, by all intents and purposes, was probably an equal to Pyle. So they're fine with him. But then there's the ability to move players around. I mean, Corcoran could probably play guard. Then you have Sam Sledge, who could play center or guard.
Okay.
I mean, they have options there. And I think Donovan Raiola, with his NFL background, you know, is used to moving people around that play other positions. It's kind of, you know, so I think you zone in on really that top eight that, you know, that we know.
And who are those top eight? Can you whip through them?
Yeah, Pritchard, Gatula. God, Sip, I love it. You're trying to stump me here.
Eight people.
Pritchard, Gatula, Nack, Prochazka, Justin Evans at the center spot. Then you've got Turner Corcoran,
Nack.
Henry Lutovsky, I said neck already.
Said neck.
And then, yeah. And yeah. Then Rocco
said it right away. I caught it right away, Sean. Thank you.
We heard neck.
Steve, well, Steve wasn't
to,
listening.
Like,
so
show me up.
He wants to try to stump you, but
the
then when
one
you
ranked morning
but then
show
when you get,
in the city of Lincoln here, yeah. And
he tried
and
to
I
stump
come
you.
Right back
at. Shopify is a global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business and sell more with less effort, thanks to the Shopify magic. Your AI-powered all-star. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/redcircle, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/redcircle now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/redcircle.
If you're a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility and your machinery isn't working right, Grainger knows you need to understand what's wrong as soon as possible. So when a conveyor motor falters, Grainger offers diagnostic tools like calibration kits and multimeters to help you identify and fix the problem. With Grainger, you can be confident you have everything you need to keep your facility running smoothly. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
This is all about this whole new dating thing that's going on.
You're apparently making a lot of money, Sean. You can name the top 8. Lot of
dough. For me, the entire 125 man roster. Yeah, okay, yeah. Let's get going here.
Well, the top 8, though, they are comfortable with the top 8 is the bottom line, right?
Yeah, I think that group can. It's a really interchangeable unit. With the guy, I mean, Gunnar Katula could probably play guard, yep, too. I think they'd be confident in doing that if they had to.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Sean, question for you. Non-conference game, generally you can travel unlimited, or do you have any idea what Nebraska will take down to Kansas City? Who will be on the bus heading down there? Because they can take more numbers than they can to a road game for a Big Ten game.
So my understanding is, yeah, they'll have a boosted true travel roster. I don't know what that number is going to be exactly because I don't think they've set that yet. But they'll have their hotel squad. And then anyone that's not on the hotel squad would come down day of game. So I do think all 125 players will be able to make this trip in some way or another with, you know, 74 is your normal travel roster.
Yep.
I don't know what rule would dress for this game, 85, 90 guys maybe if they can pull that off. But yeah, it's going to be a long day on Thursday for that team, just sitting in that hotel all the way until 8 p.m. at night, and they're going to try to have a little walkthrough somewhere at a high school during the day. But literally, they're going to be sitting around in a hotel for like 16 hours before they head over to Arrowhead.
So you'll have guys going down day of.
Yeah, that's my understanding is there'll be another squad. The guys that aren't on the true hotel travel squad, they're going to still bring them down, is my understanding, and have them be down there for the game on the sidelines. And, you know, just have a jersey on is my guess or something. But I don't know what maybe they have to sit in the stands. I have no idea what the rules would be on something like that. But the roster is a little smaller now, too, with 125. And there's probably some injured guys that wouldn't travel. So you're probably looking at like 115 kids that would be down there, which is a lot more manageable than 155, which it was about a year or two ago.
From my Sean Callahan. Sean, you look at the running back position, and you know, Emmett Johnson's the one there. Obviously, Mekhi Nelson is there as well. But I think people expect a leap this year from Emmett Johnson. What to you is a leap for him in 2025?
I think the biggest leap is durability and carries. Can he withstand 20 carry Saturdays, you know, multiple weeks in a row, which is not easy to do. I mean, we saw, you know, I'll go back to Anthony Grant a few years ago. I thought in 2022 it looked like he was going to be a breakout back. But then the toll of back-to-back games against Indiana and Rutgers, Sip and I talked about that year. We're like, he never had that same juice. So when you get pounded by like a Greg Schiano or a Big Ten type defense and then come back the next week and have to play another Big Ten defense, can he maintain a high level of play? Because it's not easy to do. It's not easy to do what Rex Burkhead did in this Big Ten years ago, or Amir Abdullah and do it week after week after week. And Nebraska's only had one 1,000-yard running back in like the last 10 years, and it was Divine Ozigbo, and he didn't even go into that season as the starter. It was Greg Bell that started the 2018 season for Nebraska, and Ozigbo came in and ended up being a 1,000-yard back. But other than that, the 1,000-yard backs have been far and few between, because it's hard. It's really hard to be a 1,000-yard back when you play a 9-game conference schedule along with generally a Power 4 non-con game. So you're going to play 10 well-fed, well-paid coaching staffs and teams that – they're going to make their living stopping the run. And can you do 10 of those types of games and be consistent? I mean, that's still what we don't know about Emmitt Johnson, if he can be that kind of back.
Sean, there was a significant recruiting development that have sort of slid under the radar a little bit, because Pittman committed on Friday afternoon, which is a slow news time. But the significance of the Omaha Central safety's commitment to Nebraska in your mind is what?
Well, he's the highest-ranked in-state player in the online era. He's number 19 in the top 100, which once the recruiting services add additional five stars, they all have about 32 when it's all said and done, five stars. That's what On3 does. But right now, I believe we only have about 10, whatever the number is at for 27. So we tend to add our five stars as the process moves. Right now, he'd be a five-star, and he's – kind of identified as one of the – I mean, Baker Steinkeller was a five-star many years ago, but there have not been players of his regard in terms of ranking that come out of the state. And for Matt Rhule to get him locked up early is significant. It does also tell me that, you know, there are abilities, I think, now to front-load and pay recruits mm-hmm. before they get to the rev share money. And, you know, I don't know this, but my guess is – you know, that's what – why else would a guy of this ranking jump his commit this early? Because there's not a lot of incentive unless you have, like, a really good kind of rev share financial offer in place along with the school you want to go to. And clearly, I think Nebraska has put both down.
So that would – you would think that would keep him in place, right?
Right. And, you know, again, these things are all different. But a lot of these deals, like, if you commit – and you start receiving front-load money while you're in high school, which is legal technically still. Mm-hmm. Troy Dannon talked about that a few weeks back. Mm-hmm. You know, if you were to back out of your commit, you sign an agreement. Like, hey, if you backed out, you owe this money back. So, yeah I would assume that things are pretty solid. And again, we don't know if he's getting – but that's my – I don't know any other reason why a guy like that would commit 2 years early other than the potential front-load payment opportunities they can receive, and he's that kind of recruit.
Yeah. Good point, Sean.
Sean, always good stuff. Thanks for the time. We will chat with you again next week.
Keep your eyes on Sip, guys. There's probably cows outside waiting for him.
Man, we see him right now outside the studio. They're
anyone,
waiting for him,
please,
Sean.
Text in if you have a romantic interest.
Well, please, let's not do that.
Well, we have the shirt on, and
yeah,
this would be the day to do it.
You did it to yourself.
Sean brought it up, and so...
Thanks, Sean.
Thank you, Sean. And then who would do his Tinder page? Who would run that?
I don't have a Tinder page.
Can Rudy do that?
Could Rudy do that? Rudy says yes. Rudy could run that.
Rudy, okay.
I believe
in
Rudy.
Thank you.
Is there some other page you could do?
We'll take a profile picture here in a second. We'll get this posted.
We already have the profile picture. Just
we use this old one with that. With the sweet collar.
That itself would sell.
That right there, that would sell.
Collar's pretty alluring.
Yes, it is.
I gotta say.
It is.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Wow.
Hey.
Wow.
Don't look at us.
We're not the ones wearing the shirt.
At us.
You wore a brand new shirt today.
And Sean made the comment.
He did.
So with this.
You started saying, that's $25.
Yeah,
no,
this
that's
one.
Not $25.
We're not on this one.
$100 shirt.
Swim used to be on Tinder. He's here. He'll help you walk you through this.
Swim was on Tinder for sure.
Swim was on Tinder. Oh, he was on Tinder.
You were on Tinder. Don't try to hide.
Yeah.
You put on Tinder.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, you have.
Yeah, we have been. Yeah.
Ever?
Wheeled around.
Crap. Wheeled around.
Jake wheeled around. That was aggressive.
I was on Tinder years ago. Come on. Every person's been on Tinder. I mean,
Cole
in their 20s.
I'll tell you right. I was not on Tinder.
In their 20s. In their 20s. Has been on Tinder. It's been like 10 years since I've been on it.
Okay, it's fine.
And I met Laura. I turned the magnet off.
You don't? Yeah.
The magnet.
It's off.
There was a magnet.
Yeah, we had a magnet.
No, there wasn't a magnet. No.
There was a magnet.
That's a joke between some of us and an old player we used to play with. He said he had to turn the magnet off. Anyway, we thought that was funny.
Yeah. Before we get to break, reminder, if you're looking for a place to fix your Apple products,
where would you go?
In Lincoln, you go just south of 70th and O to Computer Hardware.
Are they brand new?
No. They've been around for 45 years in
four
business.
Or five.
Since 1980. Okay. Since 1980. Kearney, Hastings, right. Grand Island, and Lincoln. Go see Trip to buy new products and get your Apple Watches, phones, computers fixed as well. And just have a good conversation. Trip's a good guy.
Trip.
He's our friend.
Yes. 4 or 5. 45 years. Is Trip coming back in anytime
yes,
soon?
Yes, I think in September. Next week he's busy. Twice in September, probably at some point.
Nice.
Oh, twice
we,
in
we talked
okay,
yesterday.
That's a little aggressive.
We yeah, talked right, yesterday.
That's well, plenty.
Well, maybe, plenty, okay.
Okay, maybe
trying
once
to push
in
this
September.
Out here. Okay, I get it. I get the vibe.
Maybe once in September.
Maybe I'll be working on my ambassador program on those days.
Oh, yes. That's an important thing, yeah. Bill. It
Governor
is.
Pillen, weigh in.
When we come back, a rare win for the NCAA, on their side at least. That's up next in Early Break in the Ticket.
If you're a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility and your machinery isn't working right, Grainger knows you need to understand what's wrong as soon as possible. So when a conveyor motor falters, Grainger offers diagnostic tools like calibration kits and multimeters to help you identify and fix the problem. With Grainger, you can be confident you have everything you need to keep your facility running smoothly. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.